gonna break my arms, you know. Had wooden wheels and I said they might as well save the money. I don't want them.
Yeah.
You couldn't get nowhere on wooden wheels.
Yeah.
Okay. You find out some subjects to quiz me on?
Yeah.
You've got the book, though, huh? You can return to the book. I don't know what's left to talk about, though.
Well, I was asking you about a fireplace. Now,
oh.
The smoke would go up through the...
The flue, yeah. You call that a flue, that's how you eat.
Yeah. What is, it had the... That was on the stove, right? It had a...
No, the flues went to fireplace too. You see them bricks go outside on top of the house and it's all bricks. It's a regular alley, like the smoke goes up and goes up into the air through the house.
Yeah.
They call that a flue, F-L-U-E.
Okay.
They have that on a wood stove, old time wood stoves too. They
uh-huh.
have a stove pipe plunked in the wall in the kitchen and that goes through a section to up in the air too.
Oh.
That's all called flue, exit for smoke, you know?
Yeah. Now, the fireplace, you had to clean out the...
Yeah, you got to get it. You see in old-time magazines or when they want to relate something, you call them a sweep cleaner. They clean them chimneys out once a year. You have to pay them, not the landlord, and then they take care of that, all that soot forms of soot, like S-O-O-T.
Yeah, you were telling me about the time the wind came and blew down through.
Oh, yeah, through it. Blew all that old. They hadn't, for years, hadn't had that flue cleaned out. And the dust and everything went in my face, and it lost the screen that went up in the air. And I'll tell you, I was in the middle of the bed praying. I was alone in that whole double house. If I'd have known that, I'd have died almost.
Yes, ma'am. Can you tell me about your mother and father? What sort of education they got? Did they get much schooling, or?
Well, I remember little of life. It was ordinary life. He cooked the vegetables each day. We didn't have certain days for anything like they have red bean day down here. We just cooked them when we felt like eating them, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't have them every week either. They feed the old people on beans so much, and I don't think it's too healthy for them. We had them twice this week. Now, today we had that turkey roast, you know, which you buy and slice. That was not pretty nice. We had plums for dessert, cooked plums. We had mashed up nut, diced potatoes, you call them, cut in little pieces.
Yeah.
And what else? We had peas, I believe.
Did you ever raise your own vegetables? Did you ever have
No, we were city people, rented a house. We had a yard, but my mother acquired arthritis in the middle of her life, and she couldn't do things, and my father worked hard, like I say, he was an artist, but he had to take the house painting and all that up and down ladders, so he was tired at night.
Yeah.
No, they didn't bother. We had a dog in the yard, and he would have tore it up anyhow.
You had a dog?
They were strictly city people. They never believed in, they left that to the farmer to raise vegetables. Had to go up to the country. They used to go to Rain, Louisiana, and what's that other place you went to last week? It raised rice. Crowley, I believe, wasn't that it? Crowley, mm-hmm. Big rice center.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but it was in them days. He'd bring me a bunch of rice home. It's pretty, you can keep it like dried vegetables and that, you know, like the ladies have dried grasses and vases, you know, that's the way you could keep some of that rice. It was good looking.
You know how they raise that? How much would they raise to an acre usually?
I don't know. It wasn't quite I don't think it was a plantation. You don't call rice a plantation. It's just a farm, I guess.